When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Mr. Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for NPD, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims, survivors, and thrivers of said disorder. Today's episode is going to be about, do narcissists care about anybody, about anyone other than themselves? Because that's one of the main things I see. Like, this is, you know, get this out of the way, y'all. A lot of narcissists do care. If this is not me telling you just like, oh, they do care? Lee, thank you for telling me that. I'm going to stay in my toxic-ass relationship. You bet not. Don't you dare stay in no toxic relationship because I said narcissists do care. But them caring and them treating you good or treating you better are two totally different things. Because in my mind, you know, a lot of narcissistic people are very, very good at compartmentalizing things. So in my mind, I could do this stuff to you, this bad stuff to you, treat you less than the bare minimum, but still simultaneously care about you. That's how my mind works. But Lee, stop it right there, goddammit. Stop. I need to stop you right there because you know what? That's not caring about somebody. That's ownership. You think you own that person if you feel that way. Yes. Absolutely true. A lot of narcissists and toxic people do feel like you belong to them. Let's keep it hot. A lot of narcissistic people think that you absolutely belong to them. You know what I mean? They just do. They think you belong to them. They think you belong to them. They think they own you. You belong to them and things like that. And that's their form of caring. I just think a lot of narcissists, some of them do care about you. Let's be real. Let's be realistic. Some of them absolutely do not. I always ask people, how are they treating you? Because caring, loving, all that stuff, those are verbs. How are they treating you? How are they behaving towards you? Are they treating you like they care about you? Are they treating they might have used to, right? Right? They might, I'll say this. They cared more for you in the beginning than what they probably do right now. Because it goes downhill. Believe it, all normal relationships go downhill. That's how it goes. But normal relationships can work on it. You can talk. You can communicate your issues to each other. Not normal relationships. Non-narcissistic, non-toxic relationships. You can talk. You can communicate with each other. You can communicate your issues with each other and your problems with each other. And you can reach somewhat of a resolution in those circumstances. You know, but in a toxic relationship, you can't. Oh, you can? You think you can? Get up right now. Go talk to that toxic person in your life right now and communicate with them. Communicate your feelings to them. On the way there, when that thought came into your mind, did your stomach start hurting? Did some fear kicking? Did your anxiety, did you become anxious? Because you know it's not going to happen. You know you're going to go say what you need to say. It's going to fall on deaf ears, or you're going to end up in an argument because you're trying to voice how you feel. So some narcissistic people, they start off caring about you, but then in the end, they care about you less. They don't care about you to the point where they want to get rid of you. Some of them will keep you around for years and just treat you bad. But they care about you, because a lot of narcissistic people, they think caring about you, they think being in their presence and them being with you, them staying around you, them staying in a relationship with you, them talking to you every once in a while, that's them showing that they care about you. A lot of narcissistic people express emotions and feelings through physical stuff, gifts, touching you, things like that. It's not going to be the emotional caring and things like that. They can physically care for you. They're like, oh, there, they can pat you on the back, they can give you a hug, they can clap your cheeks or whatever. But emotionally, boop, the emotional caring goes out the door. The physical stuff, yeah, cool. The emotional stuff goes out the door. And typically, when the emotional stuff goes out the door, the physical stuff is not far behind it. Because sometimes you start just existing with this type of person. You start existing with that narcissist or toxic person in your house. It's just y'all go from loving and caring about each other to glorify roommates trying to co-parent and find a happy medium with how you navigate the parenting landscape and things like that. Trying to figure out how do you co-parent with a narcissist or a toxic person while still being with them. How to get the spark back in your relationship and things like that. Y'all would be looking that type of stuff up, but that narcissist might be out there cheating on you or doing you horrible or trying to emotionally cheating on you. You know, because the physical stuff might not happen with narcissists, but a lot of narcissistic people will emotionally cheat on you. They'll be telling other people that they love them and they care about them. You mean? But they'll stay with you. They'll emotionally connect to someone else, but physically be in your presence, and they think that's enough to show you that they care about you. Sometimes they even tell you that. I'm here, aren't I? You don't treat me good anymore. I'm here, aren't I? If I didn't care about you, I wouldn't be here. Because they show you love by their physical presence, by actually being there in your presence. They show you love that way. You know what I mean? That's how it goes. They show you love through physical stuff, through physical touch, through touching you and talking to you and stuff like that. Just living together should be enough to show you that I care about you. So yeah, some narcissistic people do care about other people. You notice I didn't say all, because some narcissistic people don't. Let's just keep it hot. How are they treating you? Sometimes they'll treat you like they do not care about you, and sometimes they'll tell you that. Then it's your choice whether or not you take the necessary steps on removing yourself from this relationship dynamic or staying in this relationship dynamic. It's up to you to decide that in these situations, in these dynamics and stuff like that. It's up to you. It falls onto you. And I know a lot of people don't want to deal with that or want to hear it. It's like, they hurt my feelings. I understand that. But sometimes the narcissistic person, they might not be able to care for you in the way or up to the level that you need to be cared for or that you want to be cared for. Sometimes if you think this minimum treatment that you're getting right now is enough, then hey, all by all means, that's you. You know what I mean? By all means, do you. This is not me trying to be judgmental to anybody. Like, you say, I'm judgmental. Yeah, I don't think I'm being judgmental by just telling people that that person in their life might not care about them because they're treating them horribly. No. There's me being realistic and trying to break the ties that bind you there in that relationship dynamic. You know what I mean? Some of y'all, and some people I talk to, you know, I still do my one-on-one coaching over Zoom and stuff like that. Mentalhealthness.net. But some people I talk to would say their parents don't care about them. I don't think my mom never cared about me. My dad never cared about me. Y'all will say this stuff because they treated you badly. So if they're treating you badly in that aspect, in that situation right there, do you think that they love and care about you for real? You know what I mean? Do you think that they do? Because the behaviors matter. Actions matter. How are they doing it, y'all? How are they doing it? Some narcissists disconnect and they only care about the kids. Some narcissists disconnect and they only care about the pets. Some narcissists disconnect and they only care about their jobs and things like that. Caring is different, y'all. The level of caring and the level of emotional connection with a narcissist is going to be different depending on who you're dealing with. You know what I mean? No two narcissists are the same. It's kind of like fingerprints. Everybody has a fingerprint, but you know, it's a fingerprint, but it's going to be different than your other fingerprint. So the narcissist or toxic person in your life is going to be different than the narcissist and toxic person in your friend's life or your parents' life or your homegirl, whoever's life. You know what I mean? So how are they treating you, y'all? I know y'all just like, believe they even answer any kind of question. Look, y'all, how are they treating you? Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't. Everybody's going to be different, and their level of expressing that is going to be different as well. So don't get tied up. And you look, this is the thing I need to say before we hop off here. Don't get tied up trying to make them care about you. Don't do that, y'all. Don't get tied up trying to make them care about you like they used to. Because if you're dealing with a narcissist, once that love or that caring, that affection, it leaves and that level decreases, it'll never go back to the way it was in the beginning. It just won't. It won't get there, y'all. Once that level decreases, it will never get back to that same level again. I know that sucks to hear, but that's the way it goes when you're dealing with certain types of relationships. It never gets back to that flame, that hot fire flame that it was in the beginning. You can't make them care about you. And I've talked to so many people that use the statement, I just want to stay in this relationship so I can prove to them I'm not who they think I am. I can prove to them I'm different. I can prove to them this. I can prove to them that. You see what I'm saying? It's a whole new world when you're dealing with these type of toxic people, y'all. Don't stay in a relationship to try to change their perspective or try to get them to re-love you. like they used to, or we care about you like they used to, because you're going to waste a lot of time. You don't want to get to the end of your life and look back at this time period and be like, damn, I wasted 25 years when I should have been out in 2. I should have been out in 3. I should have been out in 4. Don't waste your life, y'all. That's just me saying this. You know what I mean? Don't waste your life. If you're a narcissistic person listening to this, don't waste anybody else's life. Either go get help or leave that person the hell alone. Simple as that. Leave that person alone. If you can't love them and care about them the way they deserve to, leave them alone. Let them free. I know you want to let them free because you think they belong to you. Let them free. I don't want to see anybody else. Then go do the work. I don't want to do the work either. Okay. They gotta accept me for who I am. Anyways, y'all, thank you for tuning into another episode. Today, we're in Toronto, Canada. So if y'all come into the meet and greet, I'll see you there. Like and subscribe for more. And as always, mental illness is out. Peace.